Sans Pants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we reckon is going to happen in Morbius? Doesn't have that title.
It's just Morbius. Morbius. I think consistently across all podcasts, we've called it Morbius the Living Vampire.
Incorrect, because sometimes we call it Mobius, which is going to be a real tough thing to clear.
Yeah, that's going to be
hard. We've got
for
Owen
us.
Wilson on our minds. Yeah. We're like, oh yeah, Mobius, be Mobius.
Yeah, the Living Vampire.
Morbius, be Morbius.
Yeah.
The Living
Vampire. Yeah.
So this movie, by, once again, dunces of the cinematic universes, yeah. The Sony.
Sony, the gift that just keeps on
they
giving.
They really are.
It's like...
Every single, it's, you know, normally as a school teacher, you receive a project that you have to give an F to and you feel bad. Now with Sony, you're like, oh, Sony, you did it again.
There's that.
You know what I'm going to put down on this, don't you? This is a treat for both of us.
F? Audiences? No. I'm going to write dunce.
You know, it's time to put your hat on.
Because Sony, there's two things that Sony are very good at doing.
Yeah.
One, being dunces. Two, putting their entire movie in a trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like in this situation, they have excelled in both areas.
I agree, yeah.
I don't know. I think yes, but I reckon they've left some things out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Some things.
Mm. Well, I don't think the climax of Morbius is in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's worth worth pointing out that if by some fucking divine miracle, a second trailer drops in between us talking now and you listening to it.
Yeah,
we've only seen the first trailer, yes, it doesn't feel like that the final fight of the film is in this, but I think the final villain is in this.
Yes, I think you're. Yes,
I think the final villain is in this, but not in their final form, shall we say?
Yes.
Are you all on the same? The same sort of wavelength here, a certain Mr. Harris being the villain.
Oh, is he the guy at the end?
Jared Harris.
I thought that was Morbius.
That was Morbius.
Morbius is the bat dude at the end.
Oh my God. He got
Maybe we don't know about Morbius.
Maybe we're not all on the same
that
wavelength.
That was a crazy, like a Mexican standoff moment where we all pulled our guns on each other.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Vulture.
No.
He won't be the villain.
No.
They won't call him anything. Okay. First speculation.
Get out that bingo card.
What's his name? Anthony Toombs? No. Adrian Toombs.
Adrian Toombs?
Adrian Toombs?
Yeah, sure.
Could be.
I'm pretty sure that's his name. Yeah. And if it is right, I'm a genius for remembering that. I haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming in a million years.
I've actually never seen a film, which is impressive.
Oh my God, are you familiar with the concept?
I don't even know what a moving picture. I see that train from the 20s. I think it's coming out of the screen.
You scream. I'm going to get fucking run over by that train.
Fucking good, am I right?
Why are you running? I'm running towards the fucking train.
I hate the Great Depression.
I can't wait for World War One. I mean two, sorry. World War One's over, I think.
Yeah. I think that's why we're depressed. I got no money. I want to get hit by this train.
It's not hit me yet, which I'm
pretty sure the train comes in the 1800s, which predates World War One. I'm from the future. I'm from the future. I've traveled back in time to get hit by the train that comes out of the screen.
Which I should know by this point. It's not real. But
I've
never
seen a film, but I have mastered time travel.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So Mr. Toombs.
Yeah.
He won't be called by name. Like, he'll just be a guy in a prison. And everyone will be like...
Right. Yeah, because he says... He's, like, doing the whole good guy thing, are you? And they don't seem like they're in prison for that scene.
Well, he says, what's up, Doc?
And he is in a prison uniform?
Yeah, but they don't look like they're in jail.
I reckon that... I think that they might be doing the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trick. You know, your favorite movie.
Right, it is my
the
favorite
one
movie
you've seen. Now, wait until you see another movie.
I don't know how good top Amazing Spider-Man 2 did.
You reckon this is the Sinister Six?
I don't think they'll make the Sinister Six, but I think they're going to do very similar to the ending of Amazing Spider-Man 2, where Jared Leto's in a hospital, well, like in a prison hospital, and you're going to get references to other villains.
There is a couple of shots of him in like a prison uniform. So presumably he goes to jail at some point.
Yeah. Well, he should be in jail. Yeah, he got hit by bats.
I really like it.
And
this
turned bad.
In this trailer, he's like, he's a scientist and a doctor, and he's figuring out how to cure his blood disease.
Sorry, I'm
crack up the cold one.
You tried to do it so subtly. It was just not.
Just the loudest can crack in the world. Yeah. Anyway, you keep talking.
Subtle. Sound a couple of bevies. Couple of bevies while you speculate. Anyway, yeah, so I like that he's like, I've got to cure my rare blood disease. And the way he does it is just goes to a bat cave and gets a bat to bite him. Like, it's not, that's not scientific at all. And are these magic bats? Is what?
Well, also, like, huge move by Sony here because, like, clearly they're trying to replicate. Because everyone's like, why have they picked Morbius?
Yeah.
The origin story should give it away because it's just Iron Man and Batman, but at the same time.
For sure, for sure.
Genius is sick. He's a brilliant, brilliant brain.
Brilliant, but physically but he's not all there.
Yeah.
But don't worry.
He doesn't have any social skills.
Yeah, but he's read about... That's not what we were saying.
Yeah, that's not what we were saying, but that's all right.
But he doesn't have any social skills.
I think he's got friends, doesn't he?
I think he does. He's getting bullied. He's like...
Not as an adult.
He's got friends in the movie.
I think he's a bit standoffish. I think he's going to be...
Isn't that lady like Morbius, I hope we fix your body?
No. I reckon he's going to be a bit like one of them recluse geniuses.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, back to what we were saying.
Anyway.
His body's failing him, but he's got a brilliant mind, which is the Iron Man thing, but then also bats Batman.
Yeah.
So
sure.
He's like, yeah, that'll be enough to bring in audiences. Incorrect.
People could not care less about Morbius.
Unless this film is fucked.
Yeah.
Like, just fucked. Mm-hmm. No one's going to go see your movie, Sony. So you better have fucked it up somehow. Yeah.
But I also, the thing with Morbius is that I don't know what you could do to fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, so I'm just reading IMDb to be like, who's in the cast and who are they playing and is that a villain?
Yeah.
And Matt Smith playing someone called Loxias Crown.
That's a villainous name.
And he is apparently a villain, so that's something.
Well, it's interesting because Morbius is...
Spider-Man villain.
Yeah. But also I think he's one of those characters that is a bit grey.
Is he the Constantine of Marvel?
I don't know really what Morbius is. I don't know
Not
what they...
something that the cinema-going folks wanted.
No. And I don't know what is meant by a living vampire either.
He's not dead, but he has vampire things.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's...
Yeah, but like...
Because, like, you know, you've seen Twilight. Yeah? You know, Edward,
I've actually never seen a movie, dude.
Oh, shit! Have you read Dracula?
I've actually never even seen a book either.
Fuck!
Yeah, okay, well...
Shit, dude. Fuck, this is going to be hard.
Yeah, I don't know why...
Also, I reckon Jared Harris might be Dracula.
Okay.
Just to, like, real, like, hey, audience, this...
What? Is that based on anything, or you just...
Douche's what was incredible. It had so much texture. What? A bit of fear, a bit of shock, a bit of excitement.
That'll be enough. If we're wondering how they can fuck it by making one of the characters Dracula from Transylvania, that will probably fuck your
that'll
movie.
Make for a crazy film.
Good. Like Dracula and vampires in like Marvel, whatever. Yeah. So I reckon they'll just chuck in, you know, Jared Harris may or may not be a Dracula. I reckon
Dracula or the Dracula?
The Dracula.
Yeah, because if we're going by the A Dracula thing, then, I mean, Jared Leto was also A Dracula.
Yeah, but
if it's the Dracula.
Like handle vampires, so yes, the Dracula. The
is
Dracula,
Jared Leto, not Jared Leto, but is Morbius related to vampires or just bats?
I think vampires.
But he just gets bit by a bat.
Yeah,
where's the vampire?
But I reckon because I'm guessing, what's his name?
Morbius?
Jared Harris.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing like a mentor, being like, you got a red blood thing, is how you do it. And like, maybe he'll give him the nugget of information, which is all like Dracula's.
Go to the Batcave.
Yeah.
Not the Batcave from Marvel. From DC. Oh my God.
You haven't read a comic book either. There's just a whiteboard in front of you that just has lots of terms and you're trying really hard to use the right ones.
In the latest book?
No, the movie.
Movie? Iron Man?
Yes!
I actually meant Dracula. Iron Man in his castle? Sucking...
dick?
Close. I think you mean blood. No?
No. I watched a porno. I've seen pornos.
I've seen porno, dude.
Just haven't seen cinema.
Yeah.
I watch, I reckon, 3 to 6 dirty movies a night.
Yeah.
3 is a quiet night. Yeah. 6, quite busy. On average, I'd say 4.5. I fall asleep during the credits.
Never Wet. Masturbated once.
Well, no. I do what with my dick?
Why would it?
What? That baby's insane. For pissing only. Yeah. And feeling weird when I'm watching my 3 to 6 nightly pornos. There, it's 2 roles. I'm meant to do what now? Are this you kidding me?
This changes everything. Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yes. I think Jared Harris is maybe a sneaky Dracula.
No, don't walk back. You're not. A sneaky Dracula is Dracula.
Sorry, is Dracula.
Yeah.
And so he's being like rare blood. I don't. And then like this, go over here. They're gonna have like some Dracula bats, and he becomes living vampire.
Mm.
And also, I'm guessing Matt Smith will be like, I want to do that. He also gets sucked on by
them
vampires.
Bad vampire.
And then he's got like maybe 2 vampires and Jared Harris is there like pulling.
I bet
strings.
You're right, because that's a classic. Because obviously
that's Hulk and Venom.
Yeah. And the Sony movies have not, like, Marvel desperately is trying to get away from like the MCU. To get away from the good version of the superhero, yeah. If it's a bad version of the superhero. But well, Sony, not yet.
They're not trying that hard.
No. But you can see a token effort has been made.
Yeah.
Thanos wasn't really.
Yeah, but Black Widow.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose. Captain America and Falcon. WandaVision was pretty explicitly that.
Yeah.
Loki was sort of almost in that on the nose.
Literally fought himself.
Yeah, literally fought himself. Mm, okay. Well, okay. No, forget I said anything. That's just all superhero movies now. Yeah. So I think.
Shang-Chi? Yeah, he's gonna fight about it. Probably his dad.
Yeah.
And who is a dad if not a bad version of their baby boy?
That's true.
That's dads. So yes, I think you're right. I think Matt Smith will be playing bad vampire.
Yeah. Matt Smith is bad vampire, and Jared Harris being Dracula, and him orchestrating everything behind the scenes.
Mm.
It also makes
to
sense.
What end?
I don't know.
It also makes sense because. That was a bad sentence considering what I'm about to say. But it's classic, like, movies like this that are trying to be grounded to be like, yeah, they're not actually vampires. It's like an infection caused by the bats.
Yeah,
but
it's an infection caused by the bats. Also, we do have Dracula here with his big collar and little poofy hair.
It is just an infection.
I don't know why everyone keeps saying it is maybe a vampire. Who said
all
vampire?
Of this can be explained with science.
If they say, oh my God. I just realized what might happen. Look, I will happily walk out of this movie at any point. But if they say, oh, no, we don't say the V word.
Oh, no.
It might be I walk out of the cinema and throw myself down some stairs.
Oh, but that's so possible.
No, they'll say.
Will they? Because the title isn't Morbius the Living Vampire. Mm.
Or they will say vampire, but someone will be like, oh, no, don't say the V word. Or we don't say the V word. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're all walking.
No.
Yeah, I'm making that call for damn it as well.
Oh.
No. So I think trying to figure out where this movie fits, because every movie is part of a cinematic universe these days.
Yep. Well, yeah, this will be connected to Venom.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't think there's any way it couldn't be.
Oh!
Whoa.
My mouth's doing some crazy things today.
Yes.
I don't think there'll be a Venom cameo, but I reckon we'll get Cletus.
Oh, really? Yeah, maybe, but could we also...
Wait, does this come out before Venom 2 or after Venom 2?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get a Venom... I don't think it'll be that explicit.
Well, we do see a picture of
Spider-Man. That's true.
And it says murderer on it.
Yeah.
Who did he murder?
Good question.
Captain Stacy?
What do you mean, who did he murder?
He murdered so many people.
Yeah.
Depending which...
Who do you think he murdered?
Well, if they're doing the thing that they clearly are trying so hard to do, he's a murderer because he killed Mysterio.
Oh, you reckon it's...
Oh, you reckon it's MCU?
It's Tom Holland.
No, because the relationship... with the Sony movies and the MCU is Sony wanted to be in the MCU and MCU were like, please don't.
Yeah.
But like, it's got murderer written over Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think that might have been to do with like Captain Stacy back in like Amazing
Spider-Man. That's because that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that
as
ties
well.
Into my other theory though, remember?
Mm.
From
From one of the Spider-Mans.
Oh, from Venom, my Venom 2 theory.
Yeah.
Male, you know, Venom preg. No.
Yeah.
Vossies. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I mean, my amazing, like, the Venom universe is actually
is the amazing Spider-Man universe. Yeah. It's such a weird thing, because like, I could see that. But then, yeah, there's Adrian Toomes. Unless
he's a variant, right?
Yeah.
He's playing Venom. He's playing Vulture. Every time.
We're
so
doing
whatever.
Variants now?
Yeah, why not?
But then how...
Or he's the Vulture of that universe.
But if that is the case, these are decisions Sony's made that the wider MCU is seconds away from calling non-canon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just...
They've got the non-canon button armed and ready. They've turned the keys and they're just like...
Fucking Sony.
Sony is just
we gave you an inch and you've taken a fucking mile.
Sony's like, how far can we push this? Because also, if this introduces vampires and the
Blade.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But Blade is going to be an MCU TV show that's coming out.
No, it's a movie.
It's a movie. Well, fantastic. It's a movie, yeah, with I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I love the actor, Mahersh Warren or something?
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, Mahershala Ali. What name was I saying? I was just making one up. So the Blade movie's coming out, and that's not the first time we encounter vampires in the MCU. You know what I mean?
Well, Loki referenced vampires.
But yeah.
What about this? Is that MCU or Marvel have been like, fuck, we'll throw him a bone.
Yeah.
We'll throw him a bone. You can have the first appearance of Blade.
Fucking hell.
No way.
No way the Blade is in this.
You reckon? Well, the thing is, they might walk out of protest for MCU.
There was
a deal that went through with Spider-Man and, like, with Sony for Spider-Man and MCU. And again, it was very much being like, oh, the Sony were the villains. They weren't.
Yeah.
MCU were very.
MCU
sorry,
are
Marvel
always
were,
the. I mean, it's corporations.
Well, Disney was the corporation.
And corporations,
well, yeah.
But I know what you mean. Disney was the worst villain.
And so again, whatever compromise happened, what if? Because we don't know all the back dealings or everything that happened. Blah blah blah. But you know, evidently, Spider-Man can appear in Marvel films. So
yeah.
What if they're like, okay, well, give us Black. Give us a cameo, Blade.
No. I don't want it to be true. I'm fighting it tooth and nail.
No, because, like, if Adrian... Because, okay, the last time that they commented on this, Sony were asked if Venom takes place in the MCU, and they were like, I don't know, anything's possible.
Nothing that says it doesn't.
And Marvel, then like, they asked Marvel, and they said no.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
I think there's an interview also with... Who's Toomes? What's his name?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
I almost said Michael Kennedy, and then my brain was like, no, John. Oh my God, your head looks great, all things considered.
No, but and Michael Keaton's played Batman, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I think there's an interview where someone's like, are you playing the Vulture in Morbius? And he's like, no, I'm playing Batman. Which I assume is just him being like, fuck you, kid. But it's a funny thing to bring up.
It's also funny. There's also a big chance he just got confused.
It's like, no, I'm Batman.
That's all with the vampire.
Batman. Yes, I'm Batman.
Yeah,
the Bats film? Yeah. Vampire Bats. That's me. I'm Batman in real life. But yeah, so, like, who knows? Honestly, who knows? And I suspect that nobody making the film knows either. You know?
Yeah,
what if Sony have sneakily tried to hit the bed without Papa Marvel knowing? So they've just got Blade on set. They've given him like $20K just to make a cameo, like, hoping that Marvel won't notice.
Come in a movie. Are the MCU okay with this? Shut up, shit. Don't worry about it. I talked to them. It's fine.
Well, okay.
You know what? Have they got your costume yet? No. Okay. Have his sword.
We're going to put you in this costume.
Any bets that Michael Keaton's role doesn't have a name, but he's in like one big scene and that big scene goes for a while. So he's on the screen for say 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Never give him a name. In the credits, it's like inmate, but it's very clearly Vulture.
Yes. Oh, I think that's very possible.
I think it'd be like Sony being like, but Marvel, we've already spoken to Michael Keaton. He signed a contract. Well, you're taking out his name. Yeah.
No, he's
fine.
Or he's playing Batman.
Inmate.
I know a thing or two about Bats.
It made B Wayne. But it's like W-A-I-N-E.
That Wayne. Would roll. Yes, I'm Wayne. You've got bat powers? Yeah, me too. I'm Blaine. That would be incredible. That would be like shitting the bed so hard the bed catches fire.
Just one of them hot shits.
Oh, all right, Sony. Well done. Yeah, I suspect that this is the kind of thing where Sony has just hedged their bets that any of it could tie into the MCU, but none of it necessarily has to.
Yeah.
So yeah, Adrian Toomes could be the Vulture, but he could also bafflingly just be a guy that gets a lot of screen time for no reason.
Or his name will just be Adrian.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he won't do any Vulture shit. He'll just be a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Characterized quite differently from how he is in the MCU as well.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. He's just gonna, because again, he'll be like, whatever, what I did for that film, I'll do for this.
Yeah,
film,
but I'm sorry, maybe not characterized, but no reference to anything.
Oh, no, no, no.
In a way where you're like, it's a perfunctory, like, cameo. It means nothing. You know?
They won't say, hey, you know who Spider-Man is. And they're like, yeah, I'm not fucking telling you, cunt.
Not even a reference to, like, a daughter or anything. Nope. No. Or even New York.
Like, will there be... Because like, I guess there is that reference of Spider-Man being a Moidora.
Yeah.
But do you reckon we get anything else?
I don't know. It's so tough. Yeah.
Because again, if you're a scientist being like a rare blood thing and this, like, again, it's so strange to be like, you're a scientist with rare blood. Have you spoken to Mr. Stark? Have you spoken to like SHIELD on this?
See, they're shitting the bed. Well, they're not shitting the bed, but they've gone about this in two weird ways. Because if it's going to be set in their own Sony universe and they're like, all right, well, it's not MCU, it's Sony.
Mm.
Then why wouldn't you be like, have you spoken to fucking the Oscorp?
Yeah, yeah, because you can. You've got it as a possibility.
Whatever was happening in Venom. Yeah.
Yeah, that.
He was having it in Venom because there was a guy who was like, got the Venom suits to cure cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Riz Ahmed, who played Riot, but I can't remember his actual character's name. Riot's the... When he's Venom.
Yeah. I think the tricky thing for this movie is that it's not interesting enough if you don't tie it into the greater MCU, or any greater cinematic franchise. But if you do tie it into any cinematic
franchise, it's going to be too hectic and break the universe.
Yeah, or I'm going to be like, why do I care about Morbius when there's all this other cool stuff happening? Morbius is not an entertaining enough or dynamic enough character to carry this film.
Okay. What if they make him a mutant because he seems to have Nightcrawler abilities?
If he's a mutant, I'll shit my pants.
How about this? All right, so it happens. So Sony, like, yep, this is Morbius. He's a vampire. He's doing this Beers Wigger Wigger. We're good, great. Blade movie comes out. Blade kills, the very first vampire he kills is someone that looks a little like Morbius.
That would be
just
so
a little. It's never referenced to it is. It just is kind of like, did they?
That'd be really, 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 really funny if Marvel and Sony keep putting in references to each other's movies but trying to make the other one not canon.
Fuck. Mm. Or like snide comments, done through their movies.
You look like a vampire I used to know. A real shit one.
One that I definitely 100% killed.
Yeah, one that isn't real now in this universe. And any activities he did beforehand, we should discount. Staked through the heart.
Yeah.
I do see play like Marvel just doing that. Just being like, we'll get a vampire that vaguely looks like a Morbius.
Well, it's another thing where if they're trying to tie it into the MCU, why, for the second film in a row, have they made a villain that you cannot imagine Tom Holland having to fight ever?
I know. I can't imagine Tom Holland fighting, especially scary bat demon Morbius.
Yeah.
Who looks like shit.
Was that Morbius or was that Matt Smith as another vampire?
Well, I think that's what Morbius looks like in the comics.
Yeah, yes, but maybe... are they being like, well, we've got Jared Leto here, so
why don't we put him in a bunch of makeup? The trailer reveal looked like it was a villain reveal.
See, I thought that was a Morbius reveal, but it might
be. But maybe not.
Because if they're doing, I think his name in the comics was called Hunger.
Mm.
So if he's doing that, and that person kind of looks like a more 90s Morbius.
Yeah, okay.
And so if they're kind of doing that, and that's kind of the Matt Smith, like, whatever. Mm,
yeah,
so they're
maybe.
Keeping Jared Leto pretty.
Has different hair.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is. Maybe
there's a picture again.
Yeah.
Jared Leto's got long hair. This guy's got, like, shoulder length hair.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that
But
is.
Then Matt Smith doesn't have long hair. Neither does... no. Jared Harris doesn't.
For some reason, my first thought was, like, Jared Leto and Matt Smith combine to make him. Because short hair plus long hair equals medium if my hair math is correct.
And it always is.
100% is. But yeah, I reckon that could be Matt Smith. And then you suddenly have like, because again, if you being, all right, we want our hero to kind of just have the powers of a vampire not look as fucked up. Maybe we'll make the fucked up one Matt Smith.
Matt Smith. So
therefore that our hero is...
Remains beautiful. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I could see them going down that route. Do we think that this movie will? So like Venom got a sequel and clearly Morbius is a bit banking on the Venom success.
Yes.
Do we think we're going to, I mean, I was going to be like, do we think we're going to sequel tease? But I guess the answer is of course, but just whether or not we get the sequel, we don't know.
100, lock in a sequel tease.
Yes. Like there's going to be one.
100% chance of a sequel tease, 15 to 20% chance of an actual sequel.
Yeah.
Who do Sony have access to? It's mostly all the Spider-Man stuff, like a Black Widow.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man's Black Cat. Sorry. Well, because Kraven is also coming out. And Kraven is, as a movie, is getting cast right now. I think I saw some casting news
about
it recently.
Aaron Taylor Johnson is playing Kraven.
Yeah. So maybe Kraven.
He is now. Well, yeah, because Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Kraven.
Which is both in the same
universe.
Oh, no, they're not.
Is that guy from Tenet?
Yeah.
Is that guy from Tenet? He's Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
He's Angus.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Angus thongs and perfect snogging.
Yeah. Well, what about this?
Mm-hmm. He's in, he plays Chon in Savages, a film I hate so much.
Watch if Kraven the Hunter is actually Pietro.
Oh, no.
But in this reality, he decided to go on safari.
Well, I was going to say,
hey, Cheetah, how fast are you? Just him running real fast with a big fucking knife. The cheetah going like,
chasing down with a knife. Fucking, you gotta be confident in yourself.
Just the cheetah running and just like looking.
Well, keeping up.
Waggling the knife.
Is that scene from the Snyder's Justice League where like, you know, Flash is running and it's just that, but it's Quicksilver and a cheetah.
Cheetah turns and looks and Quicksilver's there with a knife, nodding.
I'm gonna kill you.
With this knife.
Wow. Do we think that we will get a Kraven reference then? Because if I was Sony, I would be like, Marvel might be able to take the MCU away from me, okay? But I know I have access to Kraven and Venom.
Well, post-credit scene will probably be a Kraven reference, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Imagine being like Kraven, being like, I've hunted everything and the greatest thing to hunt. And people being like, oh, yeah, Spider-Man? No, a vampire.
Somebody being like, I get to hunt the greatest game of all. Man? No. One better. Vampire man.
Imagine you have a pristine bed, JD. Yeah.
White sheets.
Yeah. How you shitting that bitch? How you getting down there and making the biggest mess you can?
And if the next Kraven film is Kraven versus a vampire? Oh.
It's just such a bold move of so... Like, Venom has appeared in Marvel films before. Mm-hmm. Venom's been referenced. Venom's appeared even in video games. Venom has like some cachet as a Spider-Man villain.
People know who Venom is.
And even Kraven does to something of a lesser extent. But there's been Kraven Spider-Man games. There's been Kraven arcs in Spider-Man comics. I don't know if there's ever really been much love for Morbius the Living Vampire.
Does Spider-Man just punch him in the head and then that's... calls it a day? Like,
I
how
don't
does...
think they really interact as much.
Yeah, I don't really know much about... Well, doesn't he have, like, a mouth in his hands at some point?
What? I hope so.
I'm sorry. The bats gave me mouths in my hands. Well, he does cut his hand in a place that would be perfect for a mouth.
And the bats are sucking on that cut.
If he has a hand mouth, I will... Once again, shit.
I gotta quickly Google Morbius hand mouth. Because there are times when, like, Morbius comes out, and like, in comics they get kind of revamp him, so it's, like, even, like, grosser or weirder.
Okay.
At some points.
Because he's like, a kind of, not always a villain. Like, sometimes he's a good guy, basically. He's just, like, he kind of pulls the Man-Bat thing, where it's like, I'm a monster, but once I get over my animalistic urges, I can, you know, I can... hang out.
Okay,
and,
so Morbius is in Maximum Carnage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's an image that I found, and Morbius has got something going on in his hands.
He does have a hand mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though.
Put hand mouths on your BS bingo cards, because it's a possibility.
Yeah, he does have suckers on his hands.
Oh, what, my God, it's so gross.
To what degree, I don't know.
Yeah. It looks like that he hasn't really been a Spider-Man villain for a while.
Yeah. So...
like, almost... maybe not since Maximum Carnage. This is, like, weirdly one of the things that, Marvel's just kept. They were like, yeah, a thing happened and they're friends-ish now.
Yeah, okay.
An uneasy alliance, it says.
Well, what do we think? So Morbius...
oh, wait.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Morbius and Spider-Man teamed up in Maximum Carnage and the next movie we're getting is a Carnage film. So, like, Morbius will probably tie into Venom. But... the order's changed, because Venom 2 was meant to come out after Morbius, but now Morbius is coming out after Venom 2.
Mm,
so unless a post-credit scene is a tease for Venom 3, which it also could be.
Yeah, very feasibly. What
if Venom and Carnage combined in their movie?
Oh my God, to make some awesome new guy. Could
Hot shit Venom.
Do we think, so in the movie, in the trailer we see for Morbius, he's being chased by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's the crime he committed?
Well, that's how he's going to end up in jail, so he'll get caught.
Yeah, but for what? What did he do? He's just a vampire.
Well, I think this is Tyrese. He's playing an FBI agent.
Okay.
Called Simon Stroud.
Yeah.
And I think Simon Stroud in the comics is an FBI agent, and that is as much research as I have done on this.
Okay.
His experiments are going too far, but I'm not sure why, because you get that in the...
yeah, it just seems like the kind of... the
is
sequence...
it a crime to turn yourself into a vampire?
No, it shouldn't be.
Oh, it probably should be.
Why?
Mm.
You don't have an answer for that. Because it seems like the sequence of events is, has a rare blood disease, suffers for it, uses his scientific acumen and and money or whatever to go to a magic vampire cave, get vampire powers.
Well, get something. And then he's in a plexiglass... prison.
Which he punches out of.
And that's when he becomes the vampire.
Yeah.
Then he goes to a boat.
Yes.
Commits murders.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted for murder, probably.
Maybe what happens, just throwing this out there, in the vampire cave, he gets bit by the vampires, and when he's young and fresh and hot to trot, when he's young, dumb, and full of gum as a vampire, he goes crazy on the people that came there with him. And then you've got a new... I know that, Joel Zammett. It's where you've clocked out of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's get it out.
So when he's doing that, Matt
Stop
Smith is
bouncing.
Like, no. And when he goes, gets his hand bitten, and it's like, it's Matt, and Matt Smith is also there, but he gets sneakily bit, right?
Oh, okay.
And so they go back and they put Michael Morbius in a plexiglass prison.
Yeah.
And then he becomes that vampire. He breaks out. And then while that's happening, Matt Smith is going out there eating people, and everyone's like, it was Morbius. And so they're hunting down Morbius, but really they should be hunting down Matt Smith.
I thought you were going to say at first that the bat that bites Morbius's hand is Matt Smith.
Anyway, he cuts loose and just
I was going to say,
why don't you just take that theory and apply it to Jared Harris? Unfortunately, that you have to ditch the he's Dracula theory.
No. Well, it still works with Sam's theory that
no, because Jared Harris we know is there. I'm pretty sure.
True.
And also Matt Smith. Don't know about. If Matt Smith is going to be a main character, it's weird that he's only in one scene of the trailer.
Yeah, that's true.
Where he's standing at a train station,
well,
being
I
like,
am
"Ooh."
Just basing this off that the Matt Smith's name.
Yeah.
And in the comics, that is the villain Hunger or whatever.
So he is another vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hunger makes sense because he's hungry from human flesh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was just imagining maybe he goes crazy, he goes ape on everyone and eats them. And then it's like, oh, it's kind of what you're saying, but without Matt Smith. They're like, we got to track you down. And then he's like, oh, I've recovered from my blood fugue. That was bad. I got to learn to control my... very funny. That Venom and Morbius have basically the same character conflict, don't they?
Yes.
It's like, I don't want to go feral. I got to curb my inner animal.
Yeah.
It's just that one's a guy and one's Jared Leto.
One's an alien, one's a vampire.
Yeah.
Both can be explained with science.
Yeah, that's true. Both can be explained with science.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be Matt Smith, unbeknownst to the team, and I reckon he might be there, and I reckon he's going to be, like, part of that team, or something like Matt Smith will also get bitten, and it'll be unbeknownst to people, and he'll be doing murders, and people will blame Morbius, and then they'll hunt down Morbius, because that was more popular, like, you know, people know about that one.
Yeah, and then, when it's all uncovered, and everybody's like, sorry, Morbius is going to be like, if we want to stop him, I gotta cut loose and use my vampire powers.
Yeah.
And then he goes and fights Matt Smith publicly, and the world's like, Morbius, a living vampire. He's a good guy. And that's when not the Vulture is like, hey, you're doing the good guy thing. Cause otherwise, how does he know?
Yeah. Or it could be a thing where it's like what if? What if they suicide squad it? What if he's in prison? And they're like, we need to get you out there fighting this guy.
I think that's too many layers.
Yeah.
It's Sony.
No, but Sony don't have too many layers. They have too much stuff. Yeah. Because usually, like, we could try and, like, put these backstory items into a story, or we could just have a room where they're just there.
I guess.
I think that what it'll probably end up just being is that, like, maybe Morbius is, like, researching these murders that have been happening by a vampire that is already Matt Smith. Like, like Hunger already exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Morbius is like, oh, it's also the cure to my thing. Oh, it's maybe the thing that I didn't want to be and I've been tracking down.
Why is he a scientist tracking down a vampire?
Oh, it could just be, like, finding, like...
Like
just
it's
like
in the news?
Yeah. Or, like, he's part of, like, a forensic team or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because what type of science is he doing?
Medical.
Blood science. Yeah. You know, blood.
Well, yeah. Maybe the blood infections in dead bodies or some shit.
Yeah, could be. It seems... Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to fathom what... What am I trying to say? This movie could be all surface level. Like, what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. Or it could be just insane depths of
what
absolute bonkers.
Okay, what if it's a thing with Morbius... being in prison, being like, you need to keep me here, like, chain me up.
Yeah, true.
Just, like, you know, like, the werewolf like that classic werewolf thing.
Yeah.
And that's where he meets unnamed inmate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, trying the good
guy boy
thing,
not going feral. Yeah, could be. It seems like it will be so underwhelmed. It just seems, I guess, what I keep going back to is I'm like, it's going to be such a bad film. You know what I mean?
It's not going to be good.
It's like, it's got the vibes of like a superhero movie from, God, like 2006.
Well, it looks like Blade.
Yeah, for sure. Whoa, what about original Blade cameo?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes comes in with his painted on eyes from Blade 3.
But yeah, when he refused to open his eyes.
He's like, I still won't.
Well, he recently did a cameo in What We Do in the Shadows TV series. Sorry if that's a spoiler for anyone.
Well, there you go. So he's been Blade recently.
Council. Well, no, he's not, but he's in the Council of Vampires or some shit. So
yeah.
He is, but he's not.
Yeah.
It's the same trick they're going to do with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, well, there he is, like, but
it looks like Blade. Could be Blade.
They could shit the bed that way.
No, they won't do that. That's too complicated.
Yeah,
good boy.
Blade, I know you want Blade in this, but I just don't think Blade's going to fit in this movie.
I think if you're doing the same trick, we'll be like, how can we make this movie good?
Yeah, good point.
Which
good
is
point.
Not going to be good.
Yeah, I know.
You also skipped over one line, or I wasn't listening, of Matt Smith's character's description, which answers a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah, I didn't read it, but go on.
The first line before all the other stuff that you already said is just Matt Smith is whatever the fuck his name is.
Mm-hmm. Noxious Bones.
Yeah.
Noxious Crown.
Yeah.
Wow, I was close.
Yeah, shocking.
Morbius's friend who suffers the same rare blood disease.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
yeah, he's the villain. And yeah, also, Jared Harris is playing Morbius's mentor. No name. Yeah.
Dracula. Oh, my God. Come on.
Lock it in.
But yeah, so this is just going to be the same. It's the same as Venom again, which is just going to be that he's fighting the same version of him, but Matt Smith's one will be more fucked.
Yeah. Exactly. So again, I think it is a thing where either they're both there getting sucked on by bats, or it's Matt Smith then goes to that place afterwards and gets sucked on. He does the crimes and everyone's like, oh my God, Michael, you're going crazy.
Well, yeah, Matt Smith's not. He's going to get the sucked off juice.
Yeah.
But like a worse version.
Or does he steal it from...
Maybe he like...
Morbius is doing experiments on himself afterwards and... Old mate, because this is just Spider-Man.
This is
Green Goblin shit.
Yeah.
Which is like stealing.
Like he gets the blood. He takes the blood from Morbius
and then
he's
like,
takes
all that. Or like an actual vampire, like just cuts open Morbius and sucks on like his blood there. Like that'd be a gross scene to watch.
Yeah. What do you think? Well, that's a good question. How gross will this movie be?
None. Yeah. Zero. Aww. 0 out of 10 on the gross scale.
I agree. And you can tell from the effects that you see when Morbius floofs around.
Yeah.
You know how he night crawlers around for some reason? Like,
he's being Fog, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he's being Fog.
Yeah.
He's got echolocation now.
Classic vampire powers.
Fog, echolocation.
Yeah. Fogs can probably control rats, which we're not going to see at all.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, echolocation.
The only blood that's going to be in this film is there'll be a scene where there's blood trickling out of his mouth and he wipes his mouth with his hand.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. This is going to be a shockingly PG-13 movie, I think.
Well, shockingly or...
Well, unshockingly, I guess. Unsurprisingly PG-13.
Yeah. He'll wipe the blood from his mouth and then he'll put it on the mouth of the victim. Yeah. Do a laugh.
I'm the Joker, baby. And Michael Keaton will be like, and I'm Batman. This is a stealth Joker Batman movie. Yeah.
It's a Batman 89 sequel to Hidden Within Mobius. Morbius. I did it. I guess I was going to do it.
We said we weren't going to do it, but you did it.
I reckon that's just, look at it. It's just like, Morbius gets sucked on by bats. Mm. Matt Smith sucks on Morbius.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Into a worse bat.
Yeah.
He does the crimes. FBI are like, it's Morbius, but it's not. It ends up being.
And then he's going to break out. He's like, if you don't let me out, things are going to get real bad. Yeah, I can control it. He can't.
Exactly.
Let me out. And then it's like, oh no, he's losing it. And the final fight, they'll both be CGI bat people.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, big time. Cheap big CGI.
Oh yeah, it looks bad already, so it's gonna look worse when we can see more of it.
And and then it'll turn out that the crimes were actually done by Jared Harris, which will be a sequel tease.
They'll be like, "Did you know Jared Harris was Dracula?"
The whole time.
I don't know why it's the CSI noise, but it is.
Oh man, I would say it's the Law and Order noise.
Not me.
Yeah. CSI noise is won't get fooled again.
Well, it'll be one of the two.
Oh no!
Dun, dun, dun.
So you reckon Matt Smith's getting like killed in this one?
Oh yeah, big time.
Or do you reckon it's going to be a thing where they both stop and then it's like, hey, Dracula's like, boys,
Matt Smith,
calm down,
Why are you so? Stop it.
Matt Smith will die, but in a way where Morbius didn't technically kill him.
I think Morbius will kill him, but it'll be off screen, so we don't see it.
What? How?
No, it's like, sorry, by off screen I mean like they'll be fighting. And it'll be very implied that he's got to, like, eat him or go extra feral to kill Matt Smith. And then, but we don't see it. Maybe we see people's reactions as they're like.
I'm going to show our reactions in the cinema and be like, oh
yuck. And then it'll be like, because I think this movie has to end. It can't end with Morbius becoming a superhero.
No.
It's got to end with them being like, wow, Morbius has got to go on the run now.
Yeah, it's going
to
have a Dark Knight ending.
Yeah.
I was like, we're doing like. Him, maybe like almost a shot-for-shot remake of Morbius just running with a light behind him or whatever. His cape.
I need to become the knight. Yeah. Everyone fucking hates me in this town. I'm fucking out of here before someone hits me with a 2x4.
Yeah. I'm going to use my hand mouth to suck on people. But only the
lovely
bad
boys will get sucked on. I'm Morbius. It'd be great if he was like, I will give myself a name. Batman.
Well,
it works for him.
If it ends with him killing Matt Smith, but that kind of conflicts him and maybe he turns bad and then that's who Venom's going to be fighting in Venom 3.
Oh, yeah. could be. Mm. Or like he to defeat Matt Smith sucks Matt Smith's blood and getting a double dose.
Mm.
And that's what the other characters say. He's getting a double dose.
Oh my God, he's got a double dose of that vampire juice.
Double vampire. And then Dracula's like, oh no. Oh, mamma mia.
Buongiorno, it's me, Dracula.
I did not expect my two boys to fight.
Oh, we put all the good things in, so you were the doll, me.
Yes. Oh, now my little bambino, he died. Why, Mobius, you kill your brother?
That, him mourning over the end credits.
Morbius, no! Morbius, and your brother, Lucius Morbius.
You are my two children. I am your daddy.
You were twins, huh?
Why do you think you have why do you think you have the rare blood disease?
Yeah. They are brothers. God,
God damn.
It's always brothers.
Jesus Christ. This riff, we should never have done it.
Italian Dracula was too dangerous.
Once again, Italian Dracula is fuck your boys. He riffed us into a revelation that we hate. God damn it.
Yeah, no, they're brothers.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, they're the same fucking Italian dad.
Okay, Italian by way of
Well, the worst part is that maybe Jared Harris is their dad.
Yeah, very possibly.
Yeah, because Dracula
even more so.
And maybe the thing is like, well, the problem with this might be the reveal.
Yeah.
The problem is that we don't have any vampires around is because now these days, you know, we used to be like, supping on delicious free-range humans, but now with all the GMOs and all your energy drinks, your monsters and your cocaine, we're getting this weird rare blood thing, and you know the proud Draculas that we used to be are no longer.
Yeah,
and this
or alternatively, the rare blood disease does kill you, but it turns into a vampire, and this treatment is something else, kind of kickstarts it, but keeps you alive at the same time. And maybe Matt Smith will just die and then come back from the dead with the same vampirism.
Oh, maybe he is the undead vampire as opposed to the living.
Because
dead things, all bad.
That
nan you tragically mourned, horrible. She's dead now. Living things, always good.
The moment you cross that threshold, no good. Bad news.
And then Sony's going to play into that, which would just be, okay, this guy's still alive, so he's a good guy. This guy's dead now, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
They're brothers, though. For sure.
I reckon the bats that they find, what's Dracula's name?
Jared Harris.
Jared Harris is going to be like, I know of the, this is like not a huge call, but I think it's a safe one. Jared Harris is going to be like, I know of a, people think this kind of bat is extinct. But it's still alive in this one cave in the mountains in the Carpathians. We got to go there now. But then he knows that because they're like vampire bats.
You ready to get sucked on by some bats?
Yeah,
is what he says.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Is that a threat? What do you reckon?
Yeah. These are your aunts and uncles. It's fine. Yeah.
Time for a little family reunion.
Is that a threat? Does it fucking sound like one?
No, I'm unsure.
Are those fucking painted on, cunt?
Are what painted on?
Your fucking ears, cunt.
Oh, pay attention. Wow, they're really blowing through their cusp.
Hey, audience, what the fuck did you say, cunt?
I can fucking
hear you too, prick. Sit down, shut up, and fucking keep hoeing into that fucking popcorn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, lean over, Mr. Harris.
Whisper, like, what the fuck is
what
happening?
What did I fucking just say?
Is this movie real life?
Do you watch all movies with your fucking mouth, cunt?
I've never seen a movie!
Carry on then.
I've seen this, Amazing Spider-Man 2, that train one, and pornos. I'm coming in there. Put this in your bingo card. Jackson goes into the movie.
What? Huh?
The scene cuts away and you two are like, where?
He's gone now. You're not going to come back?
No. What happens if we watch it again? Will he be in that scene? Boys! Help! You got to get me out!
I'm stuck in the jungle scene! It's brief!
There's bats everywhere.
I need an escape plan.
So I reckon, this will be a very paint-by-numbers film. We're not going to get many surprises, except for the ones we've already divulged. Yep.
I honestly think, yeah, they're going to be brothers. It's going to be Dracula. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pinned for the crimes that Matt Smith are doing, and that's why he's being hunted. And
yeah,
it's going to be like, it's definitely tied to the MCU, wink. Mm-hmm. And then MCU are just going to keep shaking their heads, yeah, like, no, it's not. It's just a coincidence. They just paid Michael Keaton a lot of money.
A lot, exactly.
And that's fine.
Do we want to do some swing for the fences? One each?
Yeah, all right. What's yours? You've got one ready to go.
Okay. My swing for the fences is that a great meme comes out of this. Like, some line in the movie or some still from the movie is all over Twitter after this movie comes out. And it's like a meme that sticks around for most of the year, or the rest of the year. Yeah, that's my big swing for the fences.
Okay.
There'll be a great Morbius meme.
All right. Again, I think I'm just going to go with that they are brothers, and Jared Harris is their dad.
it's a good one.
Like, it's Dracula, or maybe not dad, but like descendant, vampire dad. Or is it they're going to do the Blade route where like he bit their mum or something?
True. Could do.
Going to be definitely some. Okay, vampire dad, Jared Harris.
Yeah, Jared Harris. Come on, Dusha.
Morbius is... Oh, no, that doesn't make sense because it's Sony. I was going to be like, Morbius is called a mutant.
Could be called an inhuman.
No, that's Sony.
Yeah, true.
I reckon they might refer to a masked menace or something like that.
Okay.
Like, Spider-Man reference, but without saying Spider-Man, even though they can say Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll get... We'll know what the murder is. Do they reckon that we'll be like, oh, it's because he killed Mysterio, or oh, it's because he killed that police captain, or they're just going to be like, they won't refer to it.
Yeah, they won't refer to it. We won't know.
They're just like, Spider-Man's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I accept it won't even be that. It'll be like
masked menace.
I'll be like, I thought because like when Morbius is doing the crimes, they're like, how are all these murders happening? I thought that masked menace was meant to take care of them.
Don't we have a guy for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we have a kid for this? You know that fucking. Yeah, Brat in the sky.
He's an Avenger.
Yeah, he's an Avenger. Don't we have the Avengers?
Tony Stark died in a previous film or two, but don't we have some other guys for this? Maybe we could bring in new Captain America, the Falcon.
Right now, Loki is in time. Loki cameo, lock it in.
Yeah, just start spoiling future movies, being like. Maybe we could, I mean, I guess if Spider-Man's not around because he's going through parallel dimensions or whatever, we could bring in new Hawkeye.
Yeah. It's a little fuck you from Sony.
Yeah.
Like, you won't let us be part of your club? Well, we're going to spoil your club.
Yeah. Spoil Hayley everything
Steinfeld,
we know.
Maybe she could just turn up and be Kate Bishop for a little bit. She could probably just shoot Morbius, the problem that we have currently in our city with a couple of arrows.
Yeah. Mobius, excuse me, that was from the Loki TV. You can see it's easy to confuse them. And then credits before the film's even wrapped up.
First credit scene, you've been like, let me out! Still in the jungle!
So all in all, a terrible film that we will watch.
Oh yeah, we'll have to.
I just hope that it's as good as Venom, which I didn't love, but had some interesting moments, but I don't think it will be.
Nah.
I think it'll be relatively flat, but that's okay. Sometimes movies need to be bad so the good movies seem better.
Yes. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we have been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.